You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is another day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice in it, and we will be glad in it. Why? Because He has made this day just specially for you. And guess what time it is in this time of day? It's about time for your miracle. We thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast. Oh my God, it's so such an honor and a privilege to have you tuning into the radio broadcast by the way of WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. I want you to know God is still with you. I want you to know He's still with you, and He's still working out situations, things you can't understand, out of your control. He's working it out for you. Just hold your head up high. Be of good courage, because our God reigns, and He lives forevermore, forevermore. Again, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like. It's about time for your miracle. Hold on, because guess what? Don't give out. Guess what? Keep pushing, because guess what? You're on your way to a miracle. Yes, yes, yes. Come on, we want to go into a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your kindness. We thank you now, God, how you have allowed us to come into the radio station, Father God. And we thank you for those that are on the other side of the Cypress audience, on the other side of the dial, Father. We thank you right now, Father God, that you will church them, God, and you will keep them right, strengthen them right now in the midst of what they're in. Lord, we looking unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith, God, because we know that you can do all things. God, we believe you, and we take it at your word. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Listen, I want to say a special thanks, send out a special thanks to all of you. Amen. Those of you that at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. I want to thank all of you for what you did on yesterday. We were in our holy convocation in all last week. Amen. It started on the 12th, went all the way to the 18th. And I want to thank all of our speakers that came out every night from Monday night slam up to yesterday. I want to thank all of you. Personally, I thank you individually when I see you. And again, thank you so much. And if you're tuning into the radio broadcast and you're able to hear me, I want to send out a special thanks to you. Amen. Hallelujah. On Monday night, I want to send out a special thanks to the church on Monday night that we were there. Praise our God. God moved greatly, and I'm excited about what He did Tuesday night. Oh my God. First Lady Dr. Watkins, amen. God bless you. We love you. Thank God for you. Hallelujah. Evangelist Dr. Benita Watkins, God bless you. I want to thank God for your Tuesday night. Oh my God. God bless us. Wednesday night, oh my God, we had Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood come all the way from Melbourne. Oh God, God bless us. And I want to thank you so much. I love you dearly. God bless you. I thank God for you and your church, Miracle Healing Revival Deliverance Center. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank God for you. Oh God. And I tell you, we had with us, my God, it was something. We had with us Pastor Antoine Brown. Oh my God, here, Faith Builders, Cleveland Cover Station, I call it. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my God, Pastor Brown came in. We love you dearly. God bless you. He came in and he broke the house down. Amen. Hallelujah. Then, let's see, that was Thursday night. Friday night, all the way from Daytona, Florida. God, hallelujah. Bishop Richard Williams. Oh my God, he preached and he brought the house. Oh my God, he brought it in. Thank you, Jesus. Then on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, it was praise our God, the church. We closed out our holy congregation, oh my God, and always mixed with our Father's Day, and it was mixed with my birthday celebration on yesterday. Oh my God, Pastor Jamal Moses from Alabama, oh God, he closed us out. Praise our God. My son, he closed us out. Amen. And his wife, Evangelist Carissa Moses. Oh my God, I tell you, it was something in the house on yesterday. And I want to thank all of you. Oh my God, can't just start naming them one by one like that. All of you that took a part in helping close this out on yesterday, our holy convocation, along with Father's Day and my birthday. Thank you so much. Thank you. And I want to send out a personal shout out to all of you that had gave me a birthday shout out. And just thank you so much. Thank all of you. Dr. Lord, God bless you. Thank all of you. Pastor Freeman, thank all of you all. I want to thank you all for your shout out. And God bless you. Bless you all. Again, our church mother, Mother Brown, God bless you. To all our prophetess, amen. That's their prophetess, Rita Wright. God bless you. Amen. Prophetess Dr. Doris Gathers, God bless you. Thank God for you. Amen. Evangelist, Evangelist Morrow, bless your heart. Bless your heart. God bless you. Evangelist Blackman, thank you so much. Oh, Evangelist Gospel. Oh, my God. She sung that song. Hallelujah. I want to thank you so much, Evangelist Gospel. Bless your heart. Hallelujah. Thank you all again for what you all have done and did on this week past and yesterday. Amen. I want to send out a God bless you shout out to Dr. Geraldine Rayner. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Amen. Celebrate birthday months the same, close. Amen. And Pastor Shirley Tyson, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. We wasn't able to make it on Saturday for your celebration because we had a previous engagement with my daughter. Amen. Hallelujah. She's about to give birth, and they had a baby shower for her on Saturday. But I want to say I love you, and I will see you soon. Praise our God. Happy, happy birthday to the both of you all. And different ones that I don't know celebrating in the same month I am, probably perhaps the same day. Happy birthday to you. Yes, Pastor Sabrina Clark, happy birthday to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless your heart. Listen, I want to go into the Word of God to encourage your hearts for a few minutes to let you know He still reigns. He lives forevermore. So you must know this with all that's in you. You're not going through nothing that God cannot bring you out of. You're in it, but God can bring you out of it. You're in it, guess what? But God can keep you in the midst of what you're in until He deliver you. Praise our God. I just want to go to this, amen, familiar scripture. It's nothing, no long out drawn out thing. Hallelujah. I just want to go to here. Isaiah 40 and 31. Praise our God. I love this scripture. It's just, I got many scriptures that I love. Hallelujah. But this is my scripture that I really take at heart. And it's, you know, on the heading of our church theme down at the bottom of our banner down at the church. Praise our God. You got to know that you know no matter what is going on, God is with you. You got to know He's your strength. He's your peace. Amen. Praise our God. Hallelujah. For He is good. We're not going to be afraid. Hallelujah. We're not going to be afraid. We're not going to, you know, keep going through it and don't have no idea how we're coming out, because this is what it says. Amen. Hallelujah. I know He's able to do it. I believe He can do it. I know He can do it without a shadow of a doubt. Without a shadow of a doubt, He can do this. But you got to be strong. Excuse me. You got to hold on. You can't give up. Because guess what? He that will come shall come. And He's going to come. And when He come, He's coming with strength. He's coming with might. And He's going to give it to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is your help. He's your help. He's your help today. He's your strength today. He's your peace today. So you got to know this without a shadow of a doubt. When you're going through circumstances and situations that's in your life, that's beyond your control, God is your help. He's your peace. You can say, well, Apostle Watkins, I don't know that because I don't feel like that. One thing we do not go by is feelings, because feelings is subject to change. Come on somewhere. One day you feel good, next day you don't, next minute you don't. One day you feel it. So we don't go by the feelings. Come on. We go by what? The Word of God. We go by the Word of God. Hallelujah. Because it's the Word of God that is going to do what? Keep us. It's the Word of God that's going to bring you out of what you in, because His Word says it. I want to go right there. Familiar scripture that is in your hearing today. Isaiah 40 and 31. Not even a long verse. Hallelujah. It says, let's go back up there. Let's go to the 39th verse. And then I'm sorry. Yeah, 29. 40. Isaiah 40 and 29. It says, He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increases their strength. He increases their strength. I'm going to read this again. Isaiah 40 and 29. He give power, my goodness, to the faint and to them that have no might. He increases their strength. Oh, my God. He increases your strength. When it looks like it's not, you don't have enough strength, He increases it. He gives you more power and more authority in this. Because the enemy will try to come and deter you and try to make you feel that God is not with you. So what He do, He giveth power to the faint. Look at somebody say, don't faint, because He give you power. You can come through that. Praise God. And He increases that them that has no might. Hallelujah. That he increases. And He increases your strength. Gives you strength to go through this. You can make it. Why? Because He's with you. It says, even the young shall faint. But listen to this. But even the young shall faint. And he and the young man shall utterly fall. But here we go. The young man shall utterly fall. But here we go. This is what I was talking about. But they, talking about you and I, but they that wait upon the Lord. You got to wait upon Him. This is what I like. This is the verse. I like the whole chapter, but this is the verse that I like. But they that wait upon the Lord, He shall renew. He shall renew your strength. He's going to renew your strength. Early he said He increased. He's going to renew your strength. You're going through and it seems like you can't make it. Seems like you can't come out. But God is going to what? Renew your strength. Come on here. But they that wait upon the Lord, He shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings. Oh, like an eagle. Now the eagle is a spiritual bird. If you study the eagle is the only one that can look at the sun and don't go blind. The eagle is the only one that when he touched down, don't stay on the ground long. He has something up under his feet that lifts him up. So guess what? We got Jesus up under us to lift us up. When we're going through, and we almost look like we're about to fall to the ground, He lifts us up with His hand. He's taking us through. He's taking you through. Praise God. Be gracious and read this and we'll come back and expound on it. He said, hallelujah. Again, hallelujah. But they that wait upon the Lord, He shall renew their strength. Hallelujah. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Come on. They shall walk and not faint. God will take care of you in the midst of the heat of the day. In the heat of the day, when I say the heat of the day, I'm talking about the heat of the trial you're in. The heat of that test that you're in. God will take care of you. Yes, he will. He will bring you out. There is nothing you're going through that God would not do. Increase your strength. Renew your strength. See, the enemy think he got you back against the wall because of what you're going through. But what you're going through is not going to keep you. It's not going to deter you, because guess what? God is your strength today. He's your peace today. He's your hope today. He's your joy today in the midst of what you're in. Come on. I like what Job said. Excuse me. Job said these words: though he slay me, yet will I trust him. So guess what? We're going through the circumstance in the situation, but we got to still trust God. We can't lean to our own understanding, because if we lean to our own understanding, then what we trying to understand and trying to figure out, it's going to make us faint. Come on. But if we don't lean to our own understanding, according to the word of God, he said, lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways do what? Acknowledge me, and he shall do what? Direct our pathway. So guess what? He's given us strength to go through this. He increases our strength that we may be able to go through this and come out victorious. You're already victorious. You already have the victory. You're already victorious. You know why? Because guess what? He's strengthening you. He's increasing your strength. He's increasing your might. He gives you power in the midst of what you're in to come out of it and to come through it. Come on. So this is why we got to wait on it. This is why we got to stand and be of good courage and be of good cheer right now. Because the enemy wants you to give up in the midst of what you're in. Come on. He wants you to look at the circumstances, the situation. He wants you to do it. Okay. He comes to do three things. According to the word of God, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But on the other side of this, which is on the top, come on. Jesus said, I come that you may have life, that you may have life and do what? Have it more abundantly. Increasing. Oh, he's increasing. He's giving you what you need in this situation that you're going through. So you got to trust him. Come on. You got to trust him when you can't trace him. You got to trust him when you don't understand it. Oh, but all I know as a believer, all I know as a believer, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. He's working it out for us. No matter what you're going through with, my brother, my sister, God is working it out for you. Because guess what? He has given you power. He has given you the authority and the ability. Come on here. And the assurance to come out of this with his word, according to what we're reading right now. Hallelujah. Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. Oh my God. Look like your strength is being weakened. Look like you've been stripped from it. Look like you can't make it. But he shall. It's a guarantee. He's coming out. He's coming through. Nobody like him. Nobody like him. He will always come through for you. He will always bring you out. Come on, somebody. But we got to hold our head up. We got to be of good courage. We got to hold our head up. That's what he told him. You know what? That's what he told him. He said, be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. For I am who? I am Jehovah Shabbat. Be of good cheer. I am Jehovah Shalom. Come on. Hallelujah. He's bringing you out. But you got to do what? Trust him. You got to allow him in the midst of the process to do what? Bring you out. You can't fear. You can't walk in doubt. Praise our God. You got to hold on to the horns of the altar. As I can often say, you got to hold on to the horns of the altar. You can't change your mind because you're going through and it seems like you're not coming out. Hold fast. According to Revelation, to also hold fast to your testimony. Come on. He's coming and he's going to bring you out. But guess what? Before he do that, he's going to increase your strength. And he's going to increase your strength. And he's going to give you power. He give you power to the faith. It seems like you can't make it. Seems like you're about to give up. Seems like you're about to give out. Because Satan is trying to wear you out. Satan is trying to break you. But here come, man, I know. He do what? He increases. He increases. Come on. He double. He give you double strength. He give you power. He give you dunamis power. Come on. And come through that circumstance or that situation that you're in. I want you to know today, you're in the middle of a miracle. No matter what it looks like, you are in the middle of a miracle. He is God, and he's going to bring you out. He's going to bring you through. Yes, he is my sister. He's going to bring you through. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I want you to know today, in the midst of what we are facing, you're not facing nothing. You're not. You say, why you say it like that? You're not facing nothing. Listen to what I'm saying. You're not facing nothing that is too hard for the God that we serve. As a matter of fact, God allow it. He made it. So guess what? Who better know how we gonna come out when they don't make the situation or the circumstances for us to come through? Now, if we made it ourselves, we'll make a shipwreck. But guess what? He knew, and he knows every test that we're gonna go through, every trial that we're gonna go through. Guess what? He know we coming out. Because guess what? He have given us the authority according to the word of God. Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. Even though you're going through it, he's going to renew your strength. He's going to renew your strength. You got to hold on. You got to hold on. I stopped in. Dropped in. Type his audio. Come on here. Just to let you know, the God that we serve is able to do it abundantly. All we think of acts. Come on. He's going to give you the strength. He's going to increase you. Yes, yes, he is. Yes, he is. It doesn't look like it. The enemy wants you to hold your head down. But I'm saying, telling you today, hold your head. Don't look down. Don't look down. Because if you look down, you're going to fall down. But if you look up, you're going to look up and live. You're going to make it through this. You're going to come out of this. You say, what, Apostle? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to give you an opportunity to know what I'm talking about. You say, well, I'm not born again. I don't know how to do it. But listen, according to the word of God, it's simple. Hallelujah. All you got to do is believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. And he said, thou shalt be saved. So that's just it. If you do it, and you repent it in your heart, you ask the Lord to forgive you, to come into your life, and you're going to live for him. I turn my back on the things of the world, and I bring myself to you. That's just as simple, according to the word of God. He'll come in, you consult with him, and he consult with you, and you can make it through every trial, every test, every situation that you thought you couldn't come out of. God will bring you out. Guess what? He give power to the faith. And he increases. He give power to the faith. According to the word of God, he give power to the faith. You can't faint now. And he increases the strength. You can't faint now. You can't faint. You can't give up. It may look like you're trying to give up, but you're not weak, because he's increased. He increased your strength. He gave you double strength for this task, for this time that you're going to go through. Again, this is Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. Praise our God, the pastor and founder of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Praise God. Be of good courage. If you're not too busy, you can stop by a church. We're there on Tuesday nights. Amen. With Bible study. Tuesday night, 7:00. Amen. You don't want to miss it. We'll be there. We have noonday prayer Tuesdays. Amen. 12:00. Amen. Friday night deliverance service. Amen. At 7:00. And then we'll be right back there on Sunday. We have, and yes, we have 1 hour prayer on Wednesday. 1 hour prayer from 7 to 8 on Wednesday. So we're there at the church. Guess what? He's increasing our strength. Hallelujah. He's increasing our strength. So then again, on Sunday, we're there at 11 o'clock. Praise our God. Starting with Sunday school. Sunday school is 9:30. And then we're there at 11 o'clock. Morning worship, guess what? You go on in, you're invited. If you're ever in the area, you're invited to come and be with us. Again, I want to say Happy Father's Day to those of you that I wasn't able to verbally say Happy Father's Day to. Amen. But now I'm standing over the air, over Cypress Waters. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for you. My time is coming because my engineer has come in to let me know. Guess what? I can talk all I want to. But I got to get up out of here. No. God bless you. Bless you all. Thank you again for tuning into the radio broadcast of the Power of Faith. It's about time for the miracle. Now you can tune in. 2 minutes. You can tune in, you know, on Mondays. On Mondays, 9:30 to 10. And on Fridays, 9:30 to 10. What better way to start off your week with a miracle? And what better way to end your week going into a miracle? Because what? They that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. Hold on. Hold out. This one. Because help has arrived. Until Friday, same station, same time. I want to see you on Cypress Audience. And if you're listening out there, radio, which is WWBC 1510, on your what? FM. Don't be worried. You can make it. All right. God bless you. 1 minute left to go. 1 minute. In that 1 minute, be of good courage. In that 1 minute, hope to see you soon. Because guess what? He that will come shall come. And he's going to work out for you in your behalf. Your test will be a testament in the midst where you hold your head. All right, my brother, my sister. I'm going to look to see you in one of our services. See you soon. Bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. and Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.